Random House Audio presents The Rise and Fall of Great Powers by Tom Rackman. Read for you by Penelope Rawlins. 2011. His pencil wavered above the sales ledger, dipping towards the page as his statements increased in vigor, the pencil tip skimming the pad, then pulling up like a stunt plane, only to plunge at moments of emphasis, producing a constellation of increasingly blunt dots around the lone entry for that morning. The sale of one used copy of Land Snails of Britain by A.G. Brunt Copple. Price, £3.50.
"Take the revolution,"
he called out from the front of the bookshop.
"The French see it completely differently than we do. They aren't taught it was all chaos and reign of terror. For them, it was a good thing. And you can't blame them. Knocking down the Bastille, the Declaration of Rights."
The thrust of his argument was that, when considering the French people and their rebellious spirit, well, it wasn't clear what Fogg intended to say. He was a man who formed opinions as he spoke them, or perhaps afterwards, requiring him to ramble at length to grasp what he believed. This made speech an act of discovery for him. Others did not necessarily share this view. His voice resounded between bookcases, down the three steps at the rear of the shop, where his employer, Thule Zilberberg, in tweed blazer, muddy jeans, rubber boots, was trying to read. "Mmm," she responded, a battered biography of Anne Boleyn open on her lap. She could have asked Fogg to shush, and he would have obliged. But he reveled in pronouncing on grand issues like the man of consequence he most certainly was not. It endeared Fogg to her, especially since his oration masked considerable self-doubt.